Meta has moved roughly 7,000 employees into new AI roles and reshuffled about 10% of its workforce as part of an aggressive pivot that is creating internal chaos. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit, and today I'm curating what online communities are arguing about. Today is August 2nd, 2026. The first item matters because when a major tech employer redeploys and cuts at scale, it changes product velocity, privacy trade-offs, and how the rest of the AI industry races. Rocket Lab's stock plunged roughly 35% over the last month despite a healthy backlog and solid revenue, and the tumble looks tied to the company's announced plan to acquire satellite operator Iridium, and investors worry about potential dilution. The quick math, strong contract wins on one line but a complex acquisition stretching to 2027 plus equity filings spooked buyers. Watch filings for planned share issuance and the integration timeline because those documents will determine whether this is a cheap buying moment or paper damage that becomes real. Elon Musk briefly lost about $750 billion in paper wealth after a post-IPO correction and a pullback in one of his public companies, according to Bloomberg's Billionaires Index and reporting from Forbes and the BBC. Momentary headlines that highlight how tied ultra-wealth can be to stock prices rather than cash? That's useful context for thinking about headline volatility. The loss is largely on paper, but public markets can change narratives quickly, which is why tax policy and concentrated ownership keep coming up in online debates.
Japan and the U.S. reportedly executed coordinated yen buying to halt the currency slide, marking the first joint operation of that kind since 2011, according to Reuters sources and comments from Finance Minister Satsuki Katayama. The action is still being described as in progress, and officials warned that no options are excluded, so traders should expect short-term volatility in FX and potential carry trade unwinds that could ripple into risk assets.
Meta's AI bet just turned into a company-wide stress test. What changed this week was not a single product launch, but a broad organizational shove. Executives moved roughly 7,000 people into AI initiatives and announced cuts that amount to about 10% of the workforce. And that shakeup is exposing both management risk and ethical flashpoints. Internally, employees describe a new applied AI unit as demoralizing, and external reporting suggests Llama 4, the company's flagship model, failed to galvanize developer enthusiasm the way leadership expected. The fallout has two practical consequences. First, when a firm redeploys engineering talent en masse toward ambitious model work, product roadmaps for existing apps slow down. Second, the company's attempt to gather employee mouse and keystroke data for model training raised privacy alarms and forced leadership to back off parts of that plan. Sources and company communications, including internal memos reported in the press, suggest leadership recognizes missteps. But the admission, "We've made mistakes and will almost certainly make more," only underlines how brittle some of these top-down pivots can be. Online communities reacted the way you'd expect. A mix of schadenfreude, sympathy for laid-off engineers, and warnings that an AI-at-all-costs posture will damage product quality and public trust unless governance and worker protections catch up. For managers and investors, the lesson is immediate. Large-scale AI bets require clear incentives, transparent data governance, and realistic timelines. Otherwise, the human and reputational costs compound faster than models improve.
There's another market story that turned into a probe of how modern liquidity works. A specialized AI hedge fund called Situational Awareness reportedly blew up and sold a big block of AI shares to Ken Griffin's Citadel, which Reuters and other outlets described as either a liquidity rescue or opportunistic buying, depending on your angle. The concrete anchor here is in the sequence. The fund suffered massive losses, hit margin calls, and then reportedly liquidated positions into a single large purchaser. Reuters reporting frames Citadel's role as buying the bulk of the portfolio. Why this matters beyond the TV drama is structural. Large, concentrated, leveraged bets can force abrupt block trades that create day-of volatility and then raise questions about market fairness and systemic exposure. One investor note leaked from the fund, "We let you down," underscores the human side, but the mechanics are what should worry regulators and pension managers. The chain from a concentrated fund's margin call to a few liquidity providers can amplify a sector sell-off into a market-wide event. Reddit threads and trading forums split along predictable lines. Some users praised the liquidity provider for stabilizing prices, Others argued the same sequence shows how market power lets big players buy distressed assets on terms retail can't access. Practically, keep an eye on SEC and exchange filings for any odd block trades, disclosures about financing arrangements, and whether counterparties adjusted margin rules after the episode. That's where the real policy and operational implications will be documented.
Transitioning from market plumbing back to the technology layer, both stories land on a shared theme, the rush to own AI capability, whether by redeploying workforces or by placing concentrated bets on a narrow set of companies, is revealing new failure modes in governance, finance, and worker protections. One is organizational. Turning an ad-centric platform into an AI-first firm requires more than a memo. It needs staged talent shifts, retraining budgets, and protections for data privacy. The other is market structure. Concentrated exposure plus leverage equals potential fire sales that can ripple through public and private markets. Those overlap when companies using their own stock or founder pledges for leverage, or when founders' personal balance sheets are entangled with company capital needs, show cracks. These are not abstract risks anymore. They are the headlines communities are debating today. If large AI bets mean moving thousands of people and concentrating risk in a handful of funds and platforms, then the next 6 months will resolve whether those bets produce durable products or recurring headlines and market episodes that trigger new rules. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.